everyone. Welcome to American Cafe. I'm Jody.
各位好，欢迎到美语咖啡屋。我是杨晨。
Hey, Yangchen, don't forget to keep next weekend free.
Oh, 对对对，下个周末我们要去看音乐剧，因为 Eric 要在里面扮演一个角色。说起 Eric 来，我觉得他可真是够忙的，又要上学，还要参加学校剧团的演出。
He is a very busy 14-year-old. But you know, all kids, sooner or later, are in a school play.
是吗？所有的孩子都有机会参加演出啊。
Oh, sure. And today...We'll hear from Eric and his mom, Laura, about what it means to be in a school play.
好啊，那我们就先来认识一下 Eric 的妈妈 Laura.
It's, I think, fairly common. Almost every junior high school and high school in the country has some sort of play or dramatic opportunity that kids can participate in.
原来我一直以为只有那些将来想进演艺界的小孩才会参加这种演出呢。
Oh, no, no, no. Everyone tries out for school plays.
Try out 就是参加 audition. I mean, 参加演员挑选。
That's right. Everyone tries out. The nerdy students try out. The artsy students try out. And just the plain old average students try out. Again, here's Laura.
Everyone tries out. Anyone who's interested can try out. The more nerdy kids, if you will, the artsy kids, and just, you know, plain old average kids. Anyone can try out.
哎 ,Jody, 你来给大家描述一下。如果说一个人很 nerdy, 那该是什么样子的呢?
Okay, a nerd is anyone who studies too much, never gets into any trouble, and carries around lots of pens and pencils. That is a nerdy student.
Nerdy kids, 一般来说呢,就是书呆子。那么 artsy 呢?
Artsy, very creative, artistic students. But no matter if you are nerdy or artsy, being in a play makes you busy.
没错，特别是对一个14岁的孩子来说，那他有那么多时间吗？
Well, Yangchen, that is the negative side of being in a school play. It can really drain a student's time.
The negatives are it's a very large drain on kids' time. For an individual play, it's several weeks of practice, maybe 6 weeks of practice.
他要花六个星期的时间来排练，那这样会不会影响他的学习成绩呢？
Well, it probably does influence a student's grades, but I also think it's well worth it.
Jody, 你的意思是说参加演出比取得好成绩更重要吗?
Well, it could be. Acting in a play is a wonderful opportunity to develop such things as public speaking abilities, confidence.
Well, the pros are it's a wonderful opportunity for kids to develop public speaking ability and confidence. So that's a definite plus, you know, building a positive self-image.
哎，说了半天 ，Eric 到底参加的是哪一部戏的演出呢
？Eric performed in The Music Man.
My name is Eric, and I was in a play called The Music Man. It's about this man named Harold Hill, and he's a con artist.Con artist is someone who tricks people into giving them money. And so Harold is selling boys' bands.
Con artist, 就是诈骗犯的意思。
In the Music Man, boys' bands means a marching band with lots of instruments.
Marching band 该怎么解释呢?
I got an idea. Bring in the band.
Hey.我想 Eric 一定演的是 Music Man 里面的男主角大骗子 Harold Hill 对不对
Well, not exactly.
I was man number two. I was a non-important character who said three lines and had one musical solo line.
不过不要紧，我相信 Eric 下次一定能演主角。
Oh sure, he's very talented. And to a parent, it doesn't matter if you're the lead role or man number two.
It doesn't matter if they're in a big part or they're just man number two. Every parent who sees their child on stage feels enormously proud.
Laura does sound like a proud parent, doesn't she?
没错。
Well, that's all for American Cafe. Thanks for joining us and see you next time.
谢谢大家收听美语咖啡屋，我们下次节目再见。
旺旺英语网站，欢迎您的光临。请记住我们的网址是 www.wwenglish.com。